We want to hear from you now about TV. Is there an old television show you've just started watching lately, or is there a show that you have rewatched once or a whole bunch of times? Call in now and tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Well, what brings this up now? Well, you know, between TV and all the streaming channels and apps out there, seems like we've never had more new shows to pick from or a bigger back catalog of older shows we can watch. That means some shows are getting a second life on streaming. You may have seen in the news this drama series Suits aired its last episode in 2019. I didn't notice it at the time, but lately, according to Netflix, you know, they're not real forthcoming with their numbers, but according to Netflix, that show, Suits, has become one of the most popular shows on Netflix. Anecdotally, I know many people who are obsessed with that show now. So again, we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What shows are you always able to go back and rewatch? Do you have a comfort show you go back to from time to time? What makes it hold up? Have you gone to an older show and found that it didn't hold up? Or have you found something that was on back then, you didn't see it then, but you love it now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Going to give a little listen to this show, Suits. Now, our producers, they're watching a lot of these old shows. Rochelle says, I watched Suits when it originally aired on USA Network in the early 2010s. So she was ahead of the curve here. And a part of the rewatch craze right now, USA was getting to be known around that time for a solid lineup of original dramedies, drama/comedies, and action shows like Royal Pains and Burn Notice. Okay, so here's a clip that Rochelle picked for us from Suits. Hotshot lawyer Harvey Specter comes to the apartment of his protege, Mike Ross, who's a fake lawyer practicing law without a degree.
It's a nice building. How long ago was it condemned?
Oh, great. So did you come all the way over here just to criticize where I live, or is...
That's a side benefit. Get your tux on. We got a situation.
A situation that requires a tux. Where is this tuxedo situation?
Atlantic City. Can you get dressed now?
Yeah, I could.
But?
I don't have a tux. I'm not Bruce Wayne.
Don't I know it?
Clip from Suits. Now let's go to your calls and Facebook comments. Call in at 800-642-1234 with your rewatchable TV shows. Owen starts us off in Milwaukee. Owen, hi.
Hello, hi.
What's your show, Owen?
Doctor Who. Big Doctor Who fan.
Okay. Now, I got to ask, which Doctor Who? Because you got about, 60, 70 years of back catalog you could work through there?
Hey, I love them all. I've seen pretty much most of the episodes at this point, especially the newer series that started in 2005.
Who was your entry point doctor? Because for people who don't know Doctor Who, it's been around forever. It's a science fiction show, and there's a conceit in the show where a different actor can play the main character over the years. Who did you come in on, Owen?
I started with a new series. I thought going to the back to the old series would be a little bit too daunting. Just because I wasn't used to it yet. So I started a new series, started with Nine, played by Christopher Eccleston. And I got hooked on it.
All right, Owen. And you rewatch some episodes too? Or do you just keep digging and digging through that catalog?
I tend to rank episodes, and those top 5, top 10 episodes I've seen at least five times each, if not more.
Oh, and I should ask, how are you watching it? Does a streaming service have everything, or are you having to track down DVDs, or how are you watching Doctor Who?
I used to do it at a library where I'd pick up some of the DVDs, but yeah, and mainly HBO Max, I believe, has the whole catalog at this point. I know Doctor Who might be on Disney Plus soon, but HBO Max currently has all the new series.
All right. Well, you're set for life on that one. There's a lot to watch. Owen, thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234, asking you to share the shows that you rewatch maybe once, maybe again and again, or an older show that you didn't watch when it was around. Maybe it was before you were born even, that you have watched and enjoyed or not. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. A bunch of people have done that. Gabe writes, The Sopranos, still the GOAT. That's youth slang, greatest of all time. Now, that's an interesting one. Because I think of a show like The Wire, right? That's prestige TV. If you said, Rob, you got to pick one best show of all time, I might say The Wire. Would I go back and watch it again? I don't know. It's kind of painful to watch sometimes. Like, a lot of bad stuff happens to sympathetic characters along the way. So that's interesting. I don't know. The Prestige TV, I don't know if it always is something you want to rewatch. Correct me if I'm wrong. 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. B is with us in Prairie du Chien. B, hello.
Hi. Mad Men. Loved it.
Mad Men?
Didn't watch it when it first came out, but we loved it off of Netflix.
Okay. So you didn't watch it the first time through. What is it that made you say, okay, I should go check the show? Was it just hearing from your friends about it?
Yeah, everybody kept talking about it and how great it was, and I missed out on something good, and I think they were correct.
Now, this is one of those shows, there's a lot like this, where my wife and I start watching, I kind of fizzle out, she keeps watching and watching, she really loved it. What about it would you say to encourage me to pick it up again, B?
I liked it because of all of the side stories that went into the program. And you almost actually felt like when the last episode aired, you still wonder about the people, you know, all the characters, and wondering what they're still doing in the show. You know, it's kind of one of those thought processes.
Interesting. B, thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Anne now in Waldo. Anne, what's your show?
Twilight Zone.
Now, the original, there have been a couple reboots of the Twilight Zone over the years. Are you talking original Rod Serling Twilight Zone?
Well, I'm talking the original, but I just started watching the newer stuff, and it's pretty good.
All right. There are three words, Anne, that give me chills if I think about it while I'm driving the car. Those three words are going my way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's a scary one.
Ooh, I don't even want to think about it right now.
Yeah, my favorite one is the one where the aliens attack the old woman's house and she beats them with a broom. And then when they leave, you see it's a spaceship from the United States of America. So she's killed all these astronauts from the United States. It's a great one. But yeah, it's a great show. It's got great twists, very well written, even though it's, you know, years ago, it really is just ageless. It's great.
Excellent, Ann. Thanks a lot for that recommendation. Spoiler alert on that last one, though. We are taking your calls with your favorite TV shows to either rewatch or maybe a show that you missed when it was around. Maybe it was before your time, and you discovered it and loved it or hated it. You can join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Monique is with us now in Plainfield. What's your show, Monique?
Hi, Gunsmoke.
Okay, now
there's the reason that Gunsmoke ran for 20 years.
It had a long run. Now, did you grow up with Gunsmoke, or did you come back to it from a later era?
No, it's well before my time, but with the invention of DVR, and you can just record all those old shows, and my husband and I binge watch at least 3 episodes a day.
Now, it's an old Western. What is it that you and your husband, like, what is it that you love about Gunsmoke?
So, it's kitschy, and it's sometimes silly, but the actors and actresses do a very good job of convincing you that they are Festus or, you know, Matt Dillon, so...
Excellent, Monique. Gunsmoke. Yeah, that's another one. Once you get into it, you've got 20 years of watching ahead of you. I guess you can binge it a lot faster than that, though. Todd is with us now in Mount Horeb. You got a couple shows for us, Todd. What do you got?
Hi. Actually, I have a couple of awards. I love Green Acres and the Batman with Adam West. Both of them were just ridiculous then, play on words, running gags through the shows. I think both of those are just hilarious. I think they held up pretty well, too.
They were in syndication when I was a kid. I think they were from the 60s originally, but the time they were on TV in reruns was after I got home from school, I think, Todd. That's how I grew up with them and remember pretty fondly. Who's your favorite old Batman TV show villain?
Actually, I like Mr. Freeze.
Oh.
And you hardly see those anymore when they MeTV has them on. After monster movies, but you never see Mr. Freeze much. He's my favorite.
All right, Todd, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Katie joins us now in Milwaukee. Katie, what do you like to watch again?
I will watch Gilmore Girls over and over every season. I just love it so much.
Now, what is, so this is what I'll admit, I have not watched at all, but I know a lot of people who love the show. What is it you love about the show or the characters that keeps you coming back?
To be honest, I hated it when I first watched it, and then over time, I grew to love them. I became addicted. I will rewatch it every fall and every winter. They're just lovable, and some of them you love to hate.
And are there, do you have like a community of friends you talk about Gilmore Girls with, or is this just a Katie solo experience?
I do. My sister-in-law watches it as well as her dogs. It is their soothing thing that they will not bark at, that they put on the TV when they're gone.
Awesome. Dogs love Gilmore Girls. Lesson to pet owners out there. Katie, thanks for the call. We are hearing from you right now about your favorite TV shows to revisit, maybe on streaming, DVD, or reruns. What do you think holds up about it? Or is there a show that everybody was watching back then you didn't watch till later? I did that with Twin Peaks, actually. I missed it when it was on, but I heard somebody overheard somebody talking about a key plot twist there. Who did it? And when I watched it years later, I already knew the answer. It was still a fun watch. You could join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, hear from you maybe, coming up on Central Time. See the man who almost died. Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're taking your calls about older TV shows that you've just gotten into or shows that you rewatch. The theme from Suits there, which prompted this discussion, a lesser known show that's found new life, apparently. Big, big life on Netflix. You could join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page a show that you love to rewatch or an older show that you discovered more recently. 800-642-1234 is the number. Kevin joins us now in Milwaukee. Kevin, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your show? Man,
my show is always the original Star Trek.
All right. Now, I had some Next Generation era stuff I was into. What is it about the original Kirk edition of Star Trek?
Oh, the reason I like it because I always like how Bones and Leonard Nimoy playing Spock was always after one another. You know, he has his logic and Bones have his realistic, and they just bicker back and forth all the time, but yet they enjoy one another.
Excellent, Kevin. Thanks a lot. The original Star Trek, just a few seasons of that. I guess some movies, too. Michael is with us now in Milwaukee with, I think, some more science fiction, too. Michael, hi.
Hi, yeah. So my thing as a kid was Stargate SG-1. Obviously, you know, I love the sci-fi. I love the premise and all the cast, especially Richard Dean Anderson. You know, he's a great actor. And then nowadays, though, I actually just enjoy watching Family Guy on reruns on TV.
I want to ask about Stargate, because that was one you said you watched as a kid. Do you go back and watch it? Does it hold up? Because sometimes those things you loved when you're young, it's hit or miss whether you're going to like them.
I think the nostalgia effect is good, and watching it back. Obviously, you know, when you go back and watch older stuff, you're just like, wow, that's really old. And back then, it used to feel so amazing and like new, and like the graphics were great and everything. You know, going back, it doesn't hold up as well, but it's still enjoyable.
Awesome, Michael. Thanks for sharing those with us. Liz joins us in Holman. Liz, hello.
Hi.
What shows did you want to bring up?
Well, there's two, actually. Of course, MASH is kind of like a good old familiar hug every time that comes on. I love to watch it. But I really love watching Battlestar Galactica, another sci-fi. And I mean the newer episodes, not the original series that came out, but the newer ones.
I got to say, Liz, I watched the newer Battlestar Galactica. I liked it. And then in the last season, I watched a few episodes, and then I fizzled out. Should I go back? Should I complete it?
I think you should. Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of a problem where people were like, oh, I don't know if I like the way it ended. And I'm like, it ended just fine. I loved it. And I will be 100% honest. I was so wrapped up in those characters that when it ended, I had family coming over. They were coming in late that night from out of town. And they walked in the door, and there was 10 minutes left of the show, and they started talking to me, and I shushed them really quick, and I said, be quiet.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Liz. We are taking your calls and comments with old TV shows you love to watch or shows you like to watch again and again, whether they're old or new, on Facebook. Joe, oh, it says another vote for Gunsmoke there. Jocelyn writes, everybody loves Raymond. That Marie, Jocelyn says, she was so funny. Back to your calls. Mark joins us in Bloomer. Mark, what's your show?
Welcome back, Cotter. 100%. Oh. Because I was like Arnold Horshack. I can relate.
I guess Arnold Horshack is probably the closest kid I was to that. Now, this is weird that you say that, Mark, because I was talking to one of my childhood friends the other day, and his wife lately just went nuts for watching Welcome Back, Kotter again. This is a show from the 70s, I'm going to say. I only have distant, vague memories of it. What made you either get into it or pick it back up?
I can totally relate. That was me in high school. I was one of the sweat hogs.
Awesome, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call. Bill joins us now in Lake County, Illinois. Bill, what show are you going back to?
I like Have Gun, Will Travel with Richard Boone.
And was that a Western? That's what I've never seen. Was that a Western?
Oh, yeah. He was the Western version of James Bond, in my opinion.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but that was kind of the gist I got. This is like a super, almost a superhero of the Old West, kind of.
Yes, exactly right.
All right.
Just another one I like to watch on YouTube is the old Ernie Kovacs show.
Oh, that's going back pretty far. All right, Bill, thanks for the recommendations. We've got Mike joining us now in Sheboygan. Mike, hello.
Hi. Monty Python's Flying Circus. It's the only show that our senior class would get together in the library. And it's the only time some of my senior class members would ever go to the library was the night after Monty Python's Flying Circus, because we just enjoyed it so much and we'd laugh. And the movies are fabulous too. Life of Brian, and it's just, the humor is just, it's timeless.
And Mike, do you go back and watch? You're watching in the library or talking about it in the library in high school. Do you watch episodes now?
I don't have any access to episodes now, but the Life of Brian was one of the. I went to a religious college, and some of the ministers would laugh so hard at that movie because it was just so irreverent of everything. And it's just, it's got such, I mean, at the time, the humor is beautiful.
Well, it's got a great message for Wisconsin, right, Mike? Blessed are the cheesemakers.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Thanks a lot for that call, Mike, at 800-642-1234. Taking your calls on great old shows to watch or old or new shows that you watch again and again, maybe a comfort show. Still time, a line opened up if you had a busy signal earlier at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Paul is with us now in Milwaukee. Paul, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Good. What do you like to watch?
Hey, I tell you, I really love the watching Jack Benny, his TV show, and all the spooky shows that came, like, you know, Alfred Hitchcock and all the things like that examine cultural issues and explore them through the metaphor, sometimes of horror, sometimes of comedy. And I know that so many of these had their basis in radio. And I remember, you know, it's, you would see those, they made the transfer into the 50s and 60s into popular culture television. But I think the saddest and spookiest thing is when you guys used to have an old time radio show every Sunday, and my love and I would listen to it. And then it got canceled because people thought it was racist and sexist. But I think it was really called old time radio for a reason. And it was a wonderful basis to have that. I think that should never have been canceled.
Paul, thanks for calling in. Andy joins us now in Milwaukee. Andy, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching Moonlighting now that it's on streaming, and I'm really loving it.
Andy, I keep seeing stuff about Moonlighting lately. Now, that's the Bruce Willis, Cybill Shepherd show from, what, the 80s. Did it just come out on streaming? Because I keep seeing people writing about it.
It did. It just came out on Hulu. They had one of these fabled rights issues, I think, with a lot of the music. It took a while to get it on to streaming. And so they're finally there, and I'm just loving it.
And there's that the famous Shakespeare episode. Have you gone back and watched that one yet?
Yes, The Taming of the Shrew. I didn't get to it yet, but that's the one that definitely occupies a lot of my brain right now. I can hardly wait to get to it.
Excellent.
But smartly written, and actually, really, the early episodes seem to be very film noirish, which I don't really remember. A lot of funny, but also a lot of very L.A. grit. So it's great.
Interesting. Andy, thanks a lot for the call. Time for a couple few more callers. Doug is with us in Egg Harbor. Doug, hi.
Yeah, hey, I haven't heard MASH yet, or was I maybe out of the vehicle? When
I think you might have been calling it. Somebody did mention MASH, but you could second MASH for sure. And do you have another one, yeah. Doug?
Yeah, the Andy Griffith Show, and there is always a life lesson in every half hour or so. And a half hour took like 25 minutes to watch it. It wasn't full of commercials.
Excellent, Doug. Thanks for the suggestions. Tracy joins us in Rice Lake. Tracy, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to recommend, Tracy?
The George Byrne and Gracie show and all four of Lucy Arnaz's shows.
Okay. Where do you watch the George Burns and Gracie Allen show these days?
They actually are on Tubi.
Oh, wow. You can find just about everything out there. Thank you for that, Tracy. I didn't know that. Kimberly joins us now in Madison. Kimberly, hi.
Hey there. The Expanse. Thanks to Megan and Chakravarti talking about it on, what was it? On Point.
On Point, yeah. Now, I've watched The Expanse. I've read many of the books. Did you come in with the books first or the TV show?
I did not. No, it was after the interview discussion, and I thought it was so apropos. So I watched it, and I binged the crap out of it. So now I'm sad after watching all six seasons.
Yeah, it ends a little abruptly. I feel like they got canceled halfway through or something and had to come to a quick conclusion. But Kimberly, thanks. Time for one more quick call. Roger is with us in DeForest. Roger, hi.
Yeah, double up on Marty Python's Flying Circus. In college, we used to go to the Memorial Union. There was a whole bunch of people would show up, and we'd listen to it and watch it there. There was also a radio program with the same type of humor. I don't know what it was called. Terry Gilligan and a whole bunch.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I thought you were going to maybe say Fire Sign Theater. That was in the same kind of spirit, I think, as Monty Python, but it was a radio show. Roger, thanks a lot. Thanks to everybody who called in. There is still time for you to share that rewatchable TV show. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page.